Okay, so we're on the Nazir's of Lam and Zion. So if you remember, we learned the Halacha and the Mishnah that the Tana Rabbi Kiva taught us. This is the Mishnah on the Lam and Dalam Beis. Rabbi Kiva taught us that Afilu Sharab Pitobi Yayin Vieshba Tidzar Kizayas Chayav, that Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and but we learned the Halacha of Petrim Sarf Leisur. It's back. Yeah, so we learned the idea of Heter Mitzarev Leisur, that even if the Nazir, he takes half the size of wine and he adds it to, and he soaks the bread in the wine, is half a size of wine, half a size of bread, then he's still chayav malkot, violating his dinin naziris. Surely getting the center right. You're okay? You get it? So half kasayas of wine, half kasayas of bread, even though the shir is a whole kasayas, that's because heter mitzarif le'isur. The heter combines with the isur to create the shir. That's heter mitzarif le'isur. So then we had a quote from Rabbi Bahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan on Lamatayim and Beis. He said that Rabbi Yochanan says that kol isur in Shabbat Torah, he says, ain heter mitzarif le'isur. That's a chiddush. Usually we don't say heter mitzarif le'isur. Only by Nazir we say heter mitzarif le'isur. Then Rav Dimi quoted this halacha from Rabbi Yochanan, and Abaye asked him, that's the only place where you say heter mitzarif le'isur, and he tried to prove that there are other places where we say heter mitzarif le'isur, but Rav Dimi was able to deflect the questions. That's where we're at right now. Okay? So now we're on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, around the fifth line. So Amar Le Abaye, now, yeah, that's what we got up to yesterday. We did. Okay, so Amar Le Abaye, remember we said Halach L'Trum is Banas, Rabbanim. We said Trum is Banas, was Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye, Mimai Dahai Mishrat, Leheter Mitzarif L'Isur Hu Da'ato. So Abaye now switches gears. In other words, Heter Mitzarif L'Isur is a tremendous Chiddush. In other words, the idea that I don't have and right here for Yisur, and I'm adding Heter and Heter Masar for Yisur, this tremendous Chiddush. So now Abaye initially was trying to expand the coverage of Heter Masar. He was saying, you, Rabbi Yochanan, say, or you, Rabbi Dimi, quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, only by Nazir. I think it should be in all these other places, and then Rabbi Dimi was able to deflect it. Now Abaye switches course, and now Abaye says, Amalei Abaye to Rabbi Dimi, so it says again. So we said that Rabbi Yochanan himself quoted, because the pasuk says by the Nazir, the chumash pranavim lo yishtep. He shouldn't have mishrat anavim, that which is like soaked in the anavim, he shouldn't drink. So Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that as being about heter mitzarif leisur, the way we said, like the bread dipping in the wine. Maybe it's coming something else. Maybe who says that's the purpose? Maybe it's teaching me a different din, which is tam ki ikar. So tam ki ikar means that if I could taste the isur, then it's like isur. In other words, I taste the isur, it's like isur. So in this situation, we'll come to see, let's say a person takes grapes, he sticks it in water, and then he removes the grapes, but the water tastes like grapes. I feel like a tam of the grapes in the water. So even though the grapes have been removed, that would be tam ki ikar. There'll be tam ki ikar. That's less of a chiddush. That's less of a chiddush. There, the whole thing tastes like isur, but that which tastes, in other words, if it tastes like it, you know, like walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. So he says, so it's isur. So maybe mishrat means that with the soap, with the grapes, maybe it's not teaching me heter mitzarif isur, which is a bigger chiddush. Maybe it's teaching a lesser chiddush, which is, I mean, the lesser chiddush is tam ki ikar. So then now the Gemara causes. So Abaye is asking the question, but the Gemara says is itself wondering about Abaye's question. So the Gemara says, Abaye, Mikar Kashle, my become Rav Dimi. So initially, Abaye is asking Rav Dimi that Heter Mitzarif Leisur should apply in more cases. He says, become Otivle, Kol Halein Tiyufta. He says, and then he asked all these questions. Adar Amarle, and Tin Tam Ki Ikar. And then he switches gears. So in other words, initially, the thrust of Abaye's question seemed to be Heter Mitzarif Leisur should apply more, wider scope for it. Now he seems to be reversing here, and so let's drop the Heter Ki Ikar, which is a tremendous chiddush, and just use it for Tom King, he was head to Mistar for Isur, so now he's going to Tom Ke'ikar, not Tom Ke'ikar. So the Gemara says, So Hadar Amalei can come to Ikor. So the Gemara says, Batu the Shani Lay. So he says that after Rav Dimi gave all his Hesberim, Amalei Dimi can come to Ikor, Huda Ata. So in other words, he was happy with Rav Dimi's explanation. In other words, he had a lot of questions about this. And he thought the heads of this Tavshay Yisur should be A, B, C, D, and E. Yeah. But then Rav Dimi answered him, no. So then he's only left with Nazir, like Rabbi Yochanan says. So then, at that point, Abai says, maybe it's not coming for Hetam Misarif Isur. Maybe it's Tom Ke'ikar. So the Gemara says, look to Tanya, like you learn the Braisa, and then I'll pause in a few lines. Look to Tanya, Mishrat, retain Tom Ke'ikar. So here I have a Braisa, which is saying Mefurash, that which Abai now is proposing. He says, Mishrat, retain Tom Ke'ikar. Mishrat teaches me the Tom Ke'ikar. And again, Tom Ke'ikar is something that everybody accepts Tom Ke'ikar. If a person soaks grapes in water, and he removes the grapes, but the water has the taste of the grapes. So if a person drinks that grape-infused water, he's chayav for if he's the nazir for having wine. And here the Bach has the words, for all Isurim. In other words, we're going to be Mintama Milta Milta. We're going to say, just like by Nazir is true, it's true everywhere else. And we'll stay like this. Shmuel, if you want to sit forward, maybe you can see me better, I can see you better, whichever works better for you. I think it's better when people see one another. He says, Uman Nazir Shein Isuro. You can move up here. It says, Uman Nazir Shein Isuro Isuro Olam. In other words, the Gemara is going to say, Nazir is a Kula. Nazir. He's not a Nazir forever. In other words, typically, you're a Nazir for a term. He says, Ve'in Yisro, Yisro Hana. And when he's a Nazir, he's only prohibited in drinking the wine, eating the grapes, but it's not prohibited in Hana. If he wants to be in the wine business, he can do that. I mean, we wouldn't suggest doing the wine business, but he can get Hana from the wine. Yesh Heter Yisro, in addition to which, his Yisro could possibly be lifted by a Rav. He could go to a Chacham, and he'd be Matir his Nether. So those things are all coolants. He says, Aslo Tam Ke'ikar. Nevertheless, the Torah says that for the Nazir, Tam is Ke'ikar. He says, Kilia Kerem would be when you have grape seeds and you plant it with the wheat and the barley seeds, so the Torah prohibits Kilia Kerem. And then Yisran, Yisur Olam. So things that grow from Kilia Kerem, so the Yisur is forever. In other words, that's prohibited forever. Yisran, Yisur Hanayin, not only can you not eat it, you can't get Hanah from it. In Heter of Yisran, and there's no heter, in other words, there's no way to terminate this whole situation. In Odin, she has sebot tam ke'ikar. He said, so certainly, so we're going to say tam ke'ikar applies by Nazir, certainly by Kilei Karen we'll say tam ke'ikar. And orla, we could say, well, orla is the fruit of the tree for the first 3 years, it's prohibited. So it has two of the three elements that we mentioned. What are the two of the three elements? it's an Easter Hanah, and Nazir is not Easter Hanah. And it's he says vein heterli suro, right? There's no heterli suro by orla in the 3 years. But it's not Isra Olam because after the 3 years you could have it. But there's no heter of the Isra. So Mela, so or which is one side. So we're saying that if I'm going to say Tam Ke'ikar is by Nazir, certainly it's by Kilei Kerem because it's more chamor on three elements, and certainly by Orla, which is more chamor on two elements. In other words, the two elements by Orla are it's an Isra Hana, Nazir is not Isra Hana, and then the second thing is it's ein heter l'isuro. Right, there's no heter l'isuro, but it's not isuro isuro olam because in the year four and forward it'll be permissible or some permissibility for it going forward. Okay, let's just think what we just learned and then we'll move forward. So we started off with Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, Rabbi Bausan and Rabbi Yochanan, that we were explaining the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah that heter mitzaref le'isur, that if a Nazir he, you know, takes bread and soaks it in the wine, even though it's half the size of wine, half the size of bread, and assuming the shear is kazayas, menazir will be chayav malkot, because heter is mitzaref le'isra, that's going to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan learned it from the pasuk, the chumash radon avim lo yishteh. It says in chumash that the nazir shouldn't have anything that's soaked in the grapes. So, and then we went through, so Ravdimi repeated over Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Then Abai was asking him, it should apply to even more places. What do you mean the heter mitzaref le'isra is only by nazir? So all these other places, but Ravdimi was able to deflect the questions, and then Abaye, which we see in the Gemara, he was so happy with Rabbi's response, he starts thinking, maybe Mishrad is not teaching me Heter Mistarf Isur, maybe Mishrad is teaching me Tam Ki Ikar. And so we went through Tam Ki Ikar, and then he teaches me, if I say Tam Ki Ikar by Nazir, I'll say not just by Nazir, I'll say the whole Torah, I'll be Madam Milton Milta. If by Nazir I say Tam Ki Ikar, certainly by other Isurim, like Kilia Kerem and by Orla, I'll say Tam Ki Ikar. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Anybody in Zoom land? Everybody happy? Let me just show you who's in the base medrash tonight. Here we go. So, all right.
A nice olam.
Kind of Nahara, but if all of you were here, it would be a nicer olam. Okay, now, the let me see who's in the olam here. And kind of Nahara, we have a nice olam on Zoom also. All right, but I still think the Zoom people are more than the live people. All right, now, all right, so I'm going forward if nobody has any questions, comments, or thoughts, okay? So let's take a look further at the Gemara. So now, that's Abaye's kasha now to Ravdimi. So Amar Leia, Humi Rabbanon, so one of the Chachamim said back to Abaye, Rabbi Abahu, Kikamar, Rabbi Akiva. So he says that when Rabbi Abahu was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan could agree with you, Abaye, but Rabbi Yochanan was just explaining the shita of Rabbi Akiva. That's all he was explaining. It was Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah says, Heter is mitzaref le'isur, he has to get it from somewhere. So he says, Tikamar the Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva is explaining? So Ilema Rabbi Akiva the Hakka, you say it's Rabbi Akiva up here in our Mishnah, Tadam, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Shirab Tobigayim, even if the Nazir soaked his bread and wine, the Yeshbo did the Sarif Kazayat, and together with the wine and the bread, there's a Kazayat Kayav. So the Gemara says, we mind Dilma, and then I need the Bach here. He says, Dilma, Vahu Deika Kazayat Be'ena. From the Mishnah, it's not Mukrach, the Rabbi Kiva holds exactly the way I said it. I could, reading the Mishnah, I could interpret Rabbi Kiva as saying, that it means he did consume the kazayas of the wine. He's a bechitim amayelamemra. So you say, so he consumed the kazayas of the wine. So what's the chiddush? Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Lapuki mi tanakama da amar shishter raviyat yayin." Tanakama holds it has to be a raviyas of wine, and Rabbi Akiva is teaching me that it could even be a kazayas of wine, and a kazayas of wine, even if there's bread in there as well, but there's a kazayas of wine. So it's not mukhra from there. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Ella Rabbi Akiva the brighter. So he, Rabbi Yochanan, is playing the shita of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Bau. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, is playing the shita of Rabbi Akiva, as recorded in the Braisa. The time we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Sharab Hitobiyayin, if a Nazir soaked his bread in wine, Bachal Kizayat Nipat Umiyayin, and he ate a Kizayas, here it's Mukhrat, a Kizayas of pot and Yayin. So it's straightforward, Kayav. So that's what he's explaining. Okay? So that's part one. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? No, Revius is more than a Kazayas. Revius is more than a Kazayas, right? Because a Kazayas is either a Shlish or a Chatzi Beitza, and Revius is a Beitza and a half. So Revius is like at least three times larger than a Kazayas. At least three times, if not more. Okay. So, all right. Everybody good. Okay, so I'm going to move forward. All right, let's see. All right, let's see further. So, okay, so we're around 10 lines from the bottom on Lam Zayin Amaral, 37a, around 10 lines from the bottom. So, Amalei Rabacha, Berida, Vibi, Rabashi. So, Rabacha, the son of Rabibi, says to Rabashi, Rabbi Kiva, the Kamukim, Leila, Hai, before Mishra, Leheter, and Starfle, Yisur. Okay. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Mishra, in other words, the way we understand Rabbi Akiva, that Mishra, Pasuk Mishra, seems to mean Heter Mitzara for Easter, like Rabbi Yochanan explained. So, Litain Tam Ki Ikar Ben Ale. So where does he know Tam Ki Ikar? The Gemara takes it, Tam Ki Ikar, we think everybody holds. In other words, Heter Mitzara for Easter is a big chiddush. Tam Ki Ikar is less of a chiddush, but we assume that everybody holds Tam Ki Ikar. Where does he know that from? So the Gemara says, Yalek Mibasar B'chalav. He's going to learn it from mixtures of milk and meat. He says, Lab Tam Ba'almahu. Now, when you say milk and meat, it means like this. So let's say I have a pot of milk, and I boil a piece of meat in the pot of milk. Then I take my fork, and I take the piece of meat out. So now, unless I can even wash off the piece of meat. Now, but when I taste the meat, it tastes milk. In other words, when I bite down the meat, it tastes like milk. So that should be Tam Ba'almahu. Let's see if it's So when I'm biting into this piece of meat, it's just tam, it's just the taste of milk. He says, Ba'asur, but that's what the Torah prohibits. He says, Hakanami lo shana. So here too, meaning by Nazir and everywhere else, we'll also say that tam is ikar. He says, V'rabanan, mi basar b'chalav lo gamrinan, the chiddushu. The chamim hold, we can't learn from basar b'chalav, because basar b'chalav is such a novelty. We can't be mitam anything to basar b'chalav. How so? My chidushay. Yilema the high luchuda b'high luchuda shari uvahadei hadadi asur. Maybe you'll say the chiddush is because milk is permissible on its own, meat is permissible on its own, and so I wouldn't think that meat and milk is permissible. I wouldn't think it ends up to the Easter, but ends up being an Easter. Maybe that's the chiddush. I mentioned this idea yesterday, but here the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says it's not such a chiddush. Yilayim nami. So Kilayim is not, we had Kilayah Kerem, but not only Kilayah Kerem, we have a lot of Kilayim. We have like Shatnim, the person wears linen and wool. So linen by itself is fine, and wool by itself is fine. I put them together, you know, right. And then a shor and a chamor. If I have an ox, I have a donkey, so I'm not allowed to plow with them together, but each one by itself is permissible. And the same thing with Kilayah Kerem. You know, the wheat seed is fine, and the barley seed is fine, and the wheat and the grape seed is fine. When I put them together, you know, pesto, I have a problem. But the point is that I see, in other words, a chiddush is this is the only situation where I see this, and it doesn't make sense, or it's like you know, it's shocking. So it's a chiddush. But if I see a whole bunch of places like this, it's not such a chiddush anymore. It's true here, it's true at IA, true at B, true at C. So Ella. So what's the chiddush though? But the Gemara says that in Achinami, I can't learn from Basar B'chalav. Because in other words, Basar B'chalav is working with the idea of Tam Ki'ikar, but it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Ela, entirely kuliyam b'chalav ashari. If I soak the meat all day in milk, in other words, the milk is cold, the meat is cold. I leave it soaking in the milk the whole day. On a din Torah, the meat is permissible. In other words, the Torah only prohibits eating meat and milk that have been cooked together, bishul. But if I haven't done bishul, it's not asra on a Torah level. So the Gemara says that the Torah like kuliyam b'chalav ashari. If I soak it the whole day in the milk, even though I'll taste the meat and it will taste like a tam of milk, but the Torah is on inachinami would say it's prohibited under a bottom level, but the Torah permits it. Umavashle b'shuli asur. But if I cook it, it's prohibited. So having established that basar b'chalav is a chiddush, it can't be the source for everywhere else that tam is the ikar. Rabbi Akiva nami. Basar b'chalav chiddushu. So we're trying to find where Rabbi Akiva is going to learn tam ki ikar. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva nami basar b'chalav chiddushu. So Rabbi Akiva also a chiddush. So that can't be the source. Ella, turn page, top line on Laman Zayin Beis 37b, page 74 in the top line. Ella yalef migiulei ovdei kochavim. Rabbi Akiva will learn from giulei ovdei kochavim means that which, remember, when they go to melchama with Midian. So the Torah says in Parshat Matot that Hashem instructs Moshe Rabbeinu that they have to kasher the kalim that they took from the Midianim because they cooked trefus in it, so they have to kasher it. In addition to which, we also learn, you know, about tevilah of kalim, which is a different din. Some say it's deraisa, some say it's derabanan, but certainly kasher, we certainly see in the Pesukim over there. He says the Amar Rachman called the Varsha Yevo Ve'esh. So the Torah says, you know, kol davar shei v'esh, and that's the laws of kashrut. So if it was used with, you know, kabolo kach polto, the way it absorbed, that's the way it'll expel that which it absorbed. So if it's something used in fire, so I have to put it in fire to kashrut. So So it's saying that that which the kalim absorb is prohibited. So what is that? So what is the kalim absorb? Just a tam. In other words, I don't see a piece of meat there. It absorbs a tam, and it only gives a tam into the kosher food. But the Torah is teaching me that that's prohibited. So there, that's where Rabbi Akiva, we think, will learn that tam ki'ikar. He says, Hachanami lo shuna. So here too, as well, it will not make a difference, and where there was no difference, so we will learn it from there. So the Gemara says, Urabana nami teitzu migili of bekochavim. So that's such a great raya. So why the Chachamim learn it from Mishrat? They should learn it from Gili of bekochavim. So Amarle, so this is, I think, Rabashi speaking to Rabacha. Amarle hatam, let's see the Aleph here. Where is my Bach? He says, Hatam nami. He says, Amarle hatam nami chidashu. In other words, even by Gili Midian, it's a chiddush. How so? He says, generally in the Torah, if someone gives like a spoiled taste, it's mutar. So the Rush helps us out. Where do we know this in the whole Torah? Let's take a look. So if you look in the Rush, around the sixth line in the Rush, he says, the Perak Batra to Vodazara, Gamina Minavela. Gamar Navodazara learns it from Nevela, Haru'ilagar, Karina Vela. It says, the Torah says, don't eat any nevela. They'll give it to the ger. It means the ger toshav is living in your midst. He's accepted 7 mitzvot, but in Oach. You don't eat the nevela. Give the nevela to the ger. Not the convert, but it means the non-Jew accepts 7 mitzvot, but in Oach, but still being in your midst. So he says, that which the ger could eat, which is edible, is called a nevela. But she ain't a ru'i l'ger, ain't a kriya nevela. But that which is not edible, in other words, that which the ger would not eat because it's not edible, is not called a nevela. Meaning, it's a tam pagum. So a tam pagum is not, you know, called a tam on a Torah level. So it's back in the Gemara. So he says, so the Chachamim said we can't learn it from Gili of the Kukabim, because hatam was, he says, Hatam nami chidashu, the habakol torakula no tam of kamutar, begabe Gili of the Kukabim asur. So the Gemara says that's such a great argument. In other words, let's go back. Right, 100% correct. With the Tom, it'll mean after 24 hours. By the Vela, means if it's a putrid Nevela, so then it's not included, it's not called a Nevela anymore. And the Torah says, you, the Jew, don't eat the Nevela. Give the Nevela to the Ger. But if the Ger would not eat it because it's a Tom Pagum, so then it's not called a nevela anymore. And it was nevela by definition is something that the ger could eat, but would eat if he would choose. But if he wouldn't eat it because it's putrid, so then it's not called a nevela for purposes of halacha. So he's saying that's what we know tam pagum is, in the Torah doesn't asr tam pagum. So here, so we said Rabbi Akiva is going to learn tam ikar from Giulei Midian, because the Giulei Midian is just tam that's balu in the kalim. And the Torah prohibits it. So I can't use those kalim to cook anything, because what's going to happen? The tam is going to go in, and it's just a tam, and it's prohibited. So the Gemara says, it's such a great raya, why don't the Chachamim learn it from Gili Midian? So the Gemara says, the Chachamim don't learn it from Gili Midian, because that's a chiddush. He says, what's the chiddush? Because normally we say, no tam of gam is mutar. You've got to be Gili Midian, masur. In other words, when you're getting the kalim from the when you capture the kalim from the Midianim, so they maybe used it a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and the Torah is saying kashrut. So that's a chiddush. That's not normally the way that we would say. So that being the case, I can't learn anything from there. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Akiva nami ha-chiddushu." So Rabbi Akiva, it's also a chiddush gilui Midian around line 8 on Lam and Zayin Rabbi Beis 37b page 74. Rabbi Akiva nami ha-chiddushu. So Amar Rav Huna the Esrus. Amar Rav Huna Baruchia. Lo Asra Torah El Tzera Bat Yoma Lav Nochim Tam Lof Gamu. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya says no. When the Torah says you have to kash the kalim, means kalim that have been used within the last 24 hours. And you know, when you have a kashrut problem, what's the first question the rabbi asked? When was the last time you used it? Right, exactly right. So the Gemara says, so we're talking about a Tzera Bat Yoma. So it's not a chiddush. So if it's not a chiddush, so then how come the Chachamim can't use it? So the Gemara says Rabbanan. Whereas the Chachamim hold that even with the Bat Yoma, the taste begins to spoil a little bit, even in the one-day-old taste. So mele, in other words, it's like it's the taste is weakening and weakening, and yet the Torah says to kasher. So they still hold it's a chiddush. Okay, let's just think this through for a second, and let's get our thoughts together. All right, so let's see where we are right now in the whole talk. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, Shmuel is still with us, right? Okay, so where we're at right now is we have the Chachamim and we have Rabbi Akiva. So the Chachamim, so far, are not learning Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. The Chachamim are learning Tam Ki'ikar. They're learning Tam Ki'ikar from the Pasuk, B'chom Yishra Anabim Lo Yishteh. That's what learning that. Rabbi Akiva, as explained by Rabbi Balin and Rabbi Yochanan, is learning Mishrat to teach me Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. So then where is Rabbi Akiva going to learn Tam Ki'ikar? Is right, exactly right. He's learning from Klei Midyan. And there I see that there's just a Tam that's Baalu in the Kalim, and the Torah prohibits it. And so that's good. So why can't the Chachamim learn the, you know, Tam Ki'ikar from Klei Midyan? So they hold the Chiddush, because normally a Tam Pagum can't teach you anything. And even though over there we're talking about Kalim within 24 hours, but the Tam already begins to spoil or whatever within 24 hours. So Mela, it's still enough of a Chiddush, I don't have to learn from it. Okay. Who's a question? Let's hear it from Daniel. We had a little bit about your piece of Basar B'Challah before. Did you hear it? Remember you asked me yesterday about Basar B'Challah, but you were asking, I think, about Heter Mitzarif L'Isur with Basar B'Challah. So the Gemara introduced it, though, for Tom the Ikar to introduce this idea. And then and it gave the story that I mentioned to you about each one being Heter, but then the Gemara was dope for that. The Gemara says there are other things like that, but the Gemara ends up saying that the Kiddush is that it's that it has to cook it. In other words, if you soak it, it's not put on a Torah level, it's not cook it. Okay, what's up, Dan? What do you got?
Speaking of this concept, something that is spicy, that
so that's a different area. The Gemara mentions a Dabar Charif. So Dabar Charif has its own separate dinim for halacha. But let's see, we'll just leave it with us where we are, okay? All right, yeah.
Quick question.
Well, they don't learn it from here so far. We'll see where they will learn it for a case, but we're going to come up to it. What's up, Fern?
Is it true that we never, ever learn from a Chiddush?
No. In other words, if the Torah teaches me, but that item's a Chiddush, for the Chiddush, it's fine.
So we can never take a learning from it.
I can't apply it elsewhere. That place, that's just so unusual.
That's true.
You're like extremely generous.
Okay.
In a certain profession. Okay, now, any other questions? Come to us. Everybody's so quiet here today. Everybody good? Kainanahara, we have a nice cover here tonight. So let me show you who's in the basement now.
Does this one meet tariff with that one?
Okay, so we have with me. We have six people here in the basement. Just let me see how many people on Zoom. I think this is going to be a time.
Six.
Yeah. Well, six, not including me on Zoom. So if I count me in both situations,
we have six. No, it's seven including you. It's six, you're not right, so including
seven,
you.
So I'm saying seven including me on the Zoom and six including me in the person. So it's getting close. Getting close. But
so does this chevra mitzaref with that chevra?
Yeah. Well, if I'm only mitzaref with this chevra, it's six versus six. Okay. Anyway, but I encourage everybody to come to the live version. Okay. All right. Everybody good? Everybody happy? All right. Let me see what I have here from any of my sheets. One second. What? All right. Let's see what I have here. Okay. All right. We'll go slower now. All right. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, so now we're around line 10 on Laman Zion of the days, 37B around line 10. So Amalei Rabacha Bered Raviv Rabashi. So this Rabacha had already had the conversation with Rabashi before, but he's back at it again, right? We had Rabacha speaking to Rabashi right before. Yeah. So we had this in Amin Aleph that he was one who said, where does Rabbi Kiva learn Tam Ki Ikar? So now he's coming back at him. So Amalei Rabacha Bered Raviv Rabashi means Rabbanon Nishma Rabbi Akiva. So why can't we borrow a page from Rabbi Akiva, from the Chachamim, and apply it to Rabbi Akiva's drasha? Lav Amri Rabbanon Hay Mishra Litin Tam Ki Ikar. Don't the Chachamim say Mishra teaches me Tam Ki Ikar? Fine. And we can't have done the Holy Spirit Shmatorah. And the Chachamim also say, like we learned in Amud Aleph, now that I know Tam Ki Ikar by Nazir, I'm going to apply it to all situations because Nazir is Kula and Kilei Kerem had three Chormans, or they had two Chormans, but there'll be other places that I can apply it. So the Rabbi Akiva Nami, the Kamukim Leilahi Mishpat Lehetram and Sarfal Isur. So now, why don't we borrow a page within the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Akiva? He's learning that Mishpat is teaching me Hetram and Sarfal Isur. Why don't I say, so it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So if I say that Tam Ki Ikra, I learned from Mishrat, I can apply the whole Torah. So maybe you have to start from Easter, according to Rabbi Akiva, and I can apply the whole Torah. So that's the question that Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, Amar Lei, Yishum Davi Nazir B'chatat, Shnei Kuvim Muka Echad, B'chor Shnei Kuvim Muka Echad, Eim Lamdin. So because the Gemara, he's going to say that within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to have two situations in the Torah where I see that Heter is Mitzarif Isur. So the general klal is, if the Torah teaches me in one place, then I can say the one place is the model for the rest of the Torah. But if the Torah teaches me in two places, then I'm thinking that it's just those two places, not any other place. That that's the way it generally works. So like, so he says, so Nazir had the Amran. So Nazir, we spoke there already. We've had that. Then Chatat Mayi. So what is the case of Chatat? Means a Korban Chatat is going to teach me Heter and Starful Isur. The Tanya. Now you're going to have a question on this Brisa. So let's be patient. Let us listen for a bit and then we'll come. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa. Kol Shrigab of Sarai Yikdash. So it's talking about the Korban Chatat. Anything that touches like the flesh of the Korban Chatat, Yikdash, to become holy, get the dinim of the Korban Chatat. I might think, in other words, if I take a piece of food and I touch it to the Korban Chatat with a piece of meat, piece of bread, anything, and it absorbs from the Korban Chatat, so this item is going to get the dinim of the Korban Chatat. In other words, the Korban Chatat is eaten, it's cooked and eaten by the Kohanim. Yeah, the meat, that's what I'm talking about, the meat. So he says here, I might think, even if item two had not absorbed from the Korban Chatat, Tamalomar Bibsara. He says, Ad shivla bibsara, until it absorbs it in its flesh. So he says, yeah, so the way the Gemara Darshan, was Pshuto Shemikra is Koshri Gab bibsara Yikdash. Whatever touches the flesh of the Korban Chatat becomes Kodesh. But the way the Gemara Darshan, Koshri Gab bibsara, it's touching, bibsara is the receptor, the receiving one, Yikdash. He says, so Yikdash, Liot Kamala. Yikdash, there was a, let's say I have two pieces of meat to make this simple. Piece A is the Korban Chatat, and piece B is a different. It could even be a Korban Shlamim, but it's a different piece of meat. Piece B touches the Korban Chatat, so now it's going to be Kamala. Shim Psulahi Yipasel. If the Korban Chatat is Pasul, let's say the Korban Chatat can only be in the day and night. So if it's past that day and night, so it's Pasul. I can't eat it anymore. So now this Korban Shlamim I can't eat anymore because it absorbed from the Korban Chatat. And if it's a Korban Chatat, it's like live, it's a kasher one. So again, if I have a Korban Shlamim and a Korban Chatat, Korban Chatat is a day and a night, Korban Shlamim 2 days and one night, so now it's subject to the prohibitions of the Korban Chatat. And the Korban Chatat has to be eaten only by the Zichrei Chuna in the base of Mikdash. And the Korban Shlamim could be eaten by the owners, certainly, and whoever he invites within the walls of Yerushalayim. So now I'm going to have to treat this piece of meat like a Korban Chatat piece of meat. Is it okay so far? Okay, let's just focus. Okay, so again, I have a Korban Chatat. So the Korban Chatat, parts of it are burnt on the Mizbeach, and parts are eaten by the Kohen in the base of Mikdash, the male Kohen. So the Torah says, Kol Asher Yiga Bibsara Yikdash, whatever touches the flesh of the Korban Chatat shall become holy. So the Gemara darshens out that if I have a piece of food B, I'll say Korban Shlamim, but it could be any piece of food. Right. Or it could be any food that touches the Korban Chatat and it absorbs from the Korban Chatat, it gets the dinim of the Korban Chatat. In other words, like the fat absorbs into it. It's taking into it and it's getting absorbed. So what does it mean that it gets the dinim? So it means that if the Korban Chatat, every Korban Chatat is one day and one night. And let's say I have a Korban Shlamim that absorbs from the Korban Chatat, so now I can only eat it for a day and a night. I can't eat it. Whatever the time limitation was A, I have a B. And just like A is only eaten by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, now B is only by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's what it's saying. Now, let's just take a look at the Gemara. Let's just wait 2 seconds. I'll come. Okay, now, the Gemara says, so he says, Chabor. Okay, now, let's just go slowly with this. So, the way the Mahalach of the Gemara is, again, let's focus on Rabbi Akiva. As we look at, we're looking at the canvas, Rabbi Akiva is looking at the Chumash, the way Rabbi Akiva looks at things. So the way Rabbi Akiva looks at things, he's got one source, Mishrat. Mishrat teaches me Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. Then he has another pasuk by Giulei Midian. Giulei Midian teaches me the Tam Ki Ikar. And then I have this in the middle, the Korban Chatah. So whatever this item is going to limit, in other words, there's going to be two, in other words, this item, if I say it's Tam Ki Ikar, that means Tam Ki Ikar is limited to these two items. If I say it's Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, means Heter Mitzarif L'Isur is limited to these two items. So the way the article using the Rush was explaining it is that Rabbi Akiva is going, this Pesukim Mechatat, it's susceptible to interpretation either, just like Mishrat was susceptible to Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, or is equally susceptible to Tam Ki Ikar. In other words, the same words, Mishrat, that which was soaked, could be Tam Ki Ikar, or it could be Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. So the Pesukim by the Korban Chatat could be Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, or it could be Tam Ki Ikar. But Rabbi Akiva is going to learn it. Whichever one he learns, he's going to be limited. So of the two of them, which one would I more likely limit? I'm going to limit the bigger Chiddush. Which is the bigger Chiddush? Tam Ki Ikar is the bigger Chiddush. That's more likely to be limited rather than the less Chiddush item. So Rabbi Akiva is going to learn, the Chatak is talking about Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. That's the way Rabbi Akiva learns the Pesukim. So again, we ask, why can't Rabbi Akiva learn Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, is it in the whole Torah Kula? The Chamin learned Tam Ki Ikar, that was in the whole Torah. Because he, Rabbi Akiva, learns that the Torah teaches me Heter Mitzarif L'Isur in two places, i.e. by the Nazir and by the Korban Chatat. And Mela, so that's it. Those are the only two places that Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Chachamim, they're learning that it's Tam Ki Ikar. Okay, so but leave the Chamin, we'll come to the Chamin in one second. Okay, but that's where Rabbi Akiva. Who's questions on Rabbi Akiva so far? For Tam Ki Ikar? If he learns it for Tam Ki Ikar, that means I'll have two sources for Tam Ki Ikar. And then that's going to be limited. So I have a choice. I can limit one limudim, limit Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, or limit Tam Ki Ikar. So Tam Ki Ikar is the bigger Chiddush. We're going to limit one. I'm going to limit the bigger Chiddush, not the lesser Chiddush. What? Because I'm not eating the whole Isur. I have, again, by the way Rashi learns, I'm eating, I could even have bread and wine separately, but I'm eating it like the barachat, or let's say, leave out the nazir. Let's say I have chalev and shuman. I have half a gezeis of chalev, half a gezeis of shuman, and I eat it together in a sandwich. So I had to mistarf l'isur, and now I'm chayev for eating a whole gezeis of chalev. I didn't eat a whole gezeis of chalev. Isn't that more of a chiddush? That's more of a chiddush than tam ki ikar. We're going to limit the chiddush, okay? So now, okay, everybody good? Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara now. Now, okay, now we're the first line is Verabanan, around 59 Verabanan. Okay, so the Gemara says Verabanan. Now the Chachamim L'shitatam, they're going to learn they're both talking about Tam Ki Ikar. The Chachamim are going to learn both of them are talking not Heter Mitzarif L'Isur. Mishrat is going to be Tam Ki Ikar. That's what the Chachamim learn. And they're also going to learn that Chatat is also Tam Ki Ikar. So the Gemara of the Rabbanan, but the Chachamim will learn that both of them are necessary. In other words, it's two ketuvim. If the Torah could have written one, but it writes two, so that limits the learning. The Chachamim said, yeah, it writes it twice, but they're both necessary. I couldn't have one without the other. Right. Rabbanan Srihi, Yikitab Gabi Chatat, if the Torah would only teach me the din by Chatat, again, according to the Chachamim, it's Heter Mitzarif L'Isur, Havamina, Nazir Lo'atimina. I would say I can't learn Nazir from Chatat, Shum de Nazir Mikachim Lo'yalfinan. Whereas Nazir is a din in Chulin, and Kachim has stone Chumras. So I can't learn the Kula from the Chumra. And it was the fact that a halakha applies by a stringent law doesn't mean that it applies by a lenient law. So Nazir L'Gabi Kachim is a Kula, so I can't learn that. Yikatab Rachmana Gabi Nazir, and if the Torah would only write this din by Nazir, the din being that Tam Ki Ikar by Nazir, Havamina Mi Nazir Lo Yalfinan. I say, can't learn it from Nazir, why? Mishum Dechamir Isurei, Nazir has a Chumra, what? Dafilu Chartzan Aschulei, even if you eat the pits, you're chayiv. You know, in other words, like, where do you, like, the spread is klumra. In other words, the Torah is ossering the grapes, but even if you eat the pits, so if the Nazir spends a day, you know, according to different opinions of the Mishnah, but according to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, even if he eats the pits, he's fine. So therefore, I can't learn from it. Okay, so again, so the Chamer is saying the Torah is writing in two places, Tam ki ikar, but I need both. I need both. Rabbi Kiva is saying that it's teaching me, both are teaching me heter mitzarf le'isur, but I don't need both. Rabbi Kiva amarlach, Rabbi Kiva would say to you within his shita, l'mayit tzrichi, why do I need both? He says, bishleima yikafi brahmana katat lugamar naz yamina. You're right. I agree with you. One prong of your argument, I agree. The katat, I couldn't learn nazir from the katat. The chulin kachim lo gamina. I'm not going to learn chulin from kachim. Okay, strong. That I agree with. El liftover chulin of a nazir. Why can't the Torah just write it by nazir, l'shitati, meaning hetam and tzarfa isur, v'teiti katat minay, and learn the katat from it. The hakul isur shvitorah kikamim and nazir. All isur we learn from the nazir. So it comes out, one second, and learn the katat and everything else from the nazir. Now, it means that he, Rabbi Kiva, doesn't accept the argument, the fact that he's chayav for eating the pits, that's a chiddush. He doesn't accept that argument. He says, if you look in the Rush line, the sixth very wide line of the Rush, he says, but lately the Rabbi Kiva ha svara the nazir chamur. He doesn't accept that svara. So he doesn't explain why, but he feels like the fact that you can be chayav for eating pits isn't such a chiddush. I could hear it's somewhat of a chiddush because the pits are normally not edibles. That's the chiddush part. The not chiddush would be to say it's just all part of like the fruit. But anyway, so he holds I could. Now, the Rabbanan Amilas, the Chamin would say, Chata lehetim isarf le'isur, v'chulni kachim lo gamrinan. So now, the Gemara wants to say the Chamin, in other words, if the Chamin accept Rabbi Akiva's Svara, that I could learn, you know, one from the other, the Chamin would say, Chatat lehetter mitzarif le'isur, that Chatat, I can learn hetter mitzarif le'isur. In other words, the Chamin are going to learn hetter mitzarif le'isur, but limited to kachim. Hetter mitzarif le'isur, v'chulin v'kachim lo'yal gaminan. I'm not going to learn anything chulin from kachim. So the Gemara is saying the Chamin could learn that hetter mitzarif le'isur, but only by kachim, and they'll learn it. In other words, assuming they accept Rabbi Akiva's arguments that he just propounded, which is that that indeed it's not necessary to teach in both places. In other words, it could teach in one place. So if that's the case, but the Chachamim can still say that Chatat is teaching me Heter Mitzvah Isur, but only did my Kachim, I can only touch him. He says Umishra L'Tein Tam Ikar. We cannot talk down the fully assumed Shabbat Torah. So the Chachamim are going to learn Lois Torah the Tam Ikar. Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, all right. So, as we look at the canvas again, we'll begin with Rabbi Akiva, then we'll go to the Chachamim. As we look at the canvas for Rabbi Akiva, we have three sources for Rabbi Akiva. So, the three sources that are in play are the Nazir. Daniel is still with us. Okay, and Shmuel, you with us? Shmuel? Yeah, okay. So, the three sources are the Nazir is going to teach me Mishrat, that Heter is Mitzarif Le'isur, Rabbi Akiva. And then Chatat is also going to teach me that Heter is Mitzarif Le'isur. And he holds that it's not necessary to teach in both places. And since he did teach in both places, so it's only the Heter Mitzarif Le'isur in those two situations, nowhere else. And then Tam Ki Ikar, he's going to learn from Gilui Midyan. Okay? Now, according to Chamin, Gilui Midyan is out of the picture because it's a Chiddush. So that's history. So then we're left with two sources. So initially, the Chachamim want to say two sources are necessary. I can't learn one from the other. But then Rabbi Akiva gave rebuttal and said that I really could learn from Nazir to other places. Whatever I have by Nazir, I could learn from other places. So if that's the case, why does it write in two places? So that should limit the application of it. But the Chachamim are learning Tam Ki Ikar, but they're learning Tam Ki Ikar on the whole Torah. So from Mishrat, right? The Chachamim learning. So, well, the Gemara says that the Chachamim at the end, they're learning Tam Ki Ikar by the Korban Chatat. but that's just a din by kacha. In other words, I'm not going to learn chulin from kacha, but that tam ki ikar, they're going to learn from Mishrat, and that's going to serve as a model for the whole Torah. And but according to Rabbi Akiva, he says they're both teaching me heter mitzarif leisur, and it's only limited to those two cases, heter mitzarif leisur. Okay, so at the end of the day, heter mitzarif leisur is a limited application, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, heter mitzarif leisur is limited to nazir and chatat. According to Chamim, heter mitzarif leisur is limited to kachim. Chatat is also kachim. In other words, limited to that. And then, but with Tam Ki Ikar, they both agree that it applies in the whole Torah. Okay, that's the way it comes out at the end with this. Okay, now, all right, let me just do a little bit more and then we'll see where we go. Okay, now a few more lines. Everybody with me? Everybody still awake? Okay, let's turn. Right, they don't learn the Hetzer Mistar. That's correct. Okay, now let's take a look back on the Gemara. We're the last narrow line on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Last narrow line on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So, Amalei Rabashi, Rav Kahana. Rabashi says to Rav Kahana, Elahad Tanya, Mikola Sheyi Asemi Gefen Ayayin. And where is the Beis? He says, Mechart Zanim Yadzag. Limeid Ali Sri Nazir, Sheinitz Tarfin Zem Zem. So, the Brisa says, Mikola Sheyi Asemi Gefen Ayayin. Anything that's produced from the vine that teaches me concerning Isri Nazir, that they're all mitzarif zayim zef, the shear. So if the Nazir eats, you know, some the skins and some grapes and some pits, so everything is mitzarif zayim zef. So now he's asking Kasha on this Braisa against Rabbi Akiva, and Pasuk and Limud. Rabbi Akiva, Hashle Shomor Heter mitzarif l'isur, if Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishrat, the Torah teaches me that even Heter can be mitzarif l'isur. So in other words, that which the bread and the wine can be mitzarif for the right shear. So he says, "Easter the Easter mibay." Is it necessary for the Torah to teach me that two Easterim can join for the right shear? But I know that heter is mitzarif for Easter, so the Easter and Easter are combined. So the fact that the Torah teaches me, and we assume that Rabbi Akiva subscribes to the Limud, that Easter and Easter mitzarif, that seems to say the Mishra is not teaching me heter mitzarif for Easter. So that's the kasha that Rabashi is Rav Kahana. So Amalei Rav Kahana says, Heter the Isur about Achad. That the limud of Heter Mitzarif Isur is when I eat it together, like in a sandwich. I have it all simultaneously. Isur the Isur, I feel the Bazaar Karzah. Isur the Isur, first I have one, and then I have the other. So as long as I have it, B'stei Achila Pras, it's Mitzarif. So if I have, you know, I have the grape skins, and then I stop eating grape skins, and then I eat the grape pits, you know, 2 minutes later or 1 minute later, whatever, but that's mitzarif. So that's a chiddush that way. No, it's not the same thing. One is bavat achat, one is eating at the same time. You know, I'm sticking my mouth at the same time, and one is even b'chdei to the pras. Now, a few more what? Again, so again, if it's, we have two limudim, one is heter is mitzarif isur, and one is isur is mitzarif isur. So why do I need both? If I know Heter is Mistar for Easter, so it's only Easter. So the fact that I have Easter and Easter, so it means Heter is not Mistar for Easter. It says, no, Heter is Mistar for Easter only if it's Bevat Achad. I eat it at the same time, simultaneously. Easter is Mistar for Easter. I don't eat it simultaneously. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, the top line on Ramachim and all, Rabbi Shimon, the late Tziruf. Now, Rabbi Shimon, we had the Tana Rabbi Shimon earlier in our Masechet on Daf Gimel. He holds that your Chayav Malkot, even for a kol shu, that's what the Rav Shimon holds. Your Chayav Malkot is for any lavin, for just a kol shu. Now, Rav Shimon, the late tzira, so he doesn't require any tzira. He doesn't need any combination of things because they have a little bit of everything. Chayav. So, mikol sheyaseh, my darish, what does he do with that pasuk? Mikol sheyaseh. Again, we were learning mikol sheyaseh, the different yisurim are mitzarev for the isur, but he learns that if I just have a little bit, you know, I eat a little leaf of the vine, I'm chayav malkot. So I don't need tzira. What is learned from it? So Amar Lav, he would say to you, so he loses that pasuk. Remember, this is early in the Sefta. We said that if a person says, I'm a nazir, he's subscribed. But if he starts saying, I'm a nazir miyayin, does he have to list the other items? So according to Chamim, I'm a nazir from yayin. Yeah, you registered. That's good. But according to Rav Shimon, once you start mentioning items, you have to mention all the items. That's what he learns. Like, he wants to say that alludes to the fact that you have to say, I'm a Nazir from Tiglacha, I'm a Nazir from Tumas Beit, I'm a Nazir from wine, from everything. Okay, now, okay, Reb Shimon we had on Daf Gimel. Reb Shimon we had on Daf Gimel. So Reb Shimon says that you're chayav for, again, let's go back to Daf Gimel. Oh, you don't have Daf Gimel. Okay, well, so the people who have Daf Gimel go back to Daf Gimel. So, all right, one second. So on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, one second. Make Daf Dalet rather. Okay, Reb Shimon's on Daf Dalet. So I'll show you. So on Daf Dalet, the time of Shimon Omer, Kol Shu Lamakot. So the Tana Reb Shimon holds that if I have a Kol Shu of anything, I'm chayav Malkot.
Who's he referring to?
The Nazi or anybody else? There are no Malkot with a Kol Shu of anything. Okay. So Mela, so why do I need? So the Gemara had a drasha. Teaches me that Isur can even start for Isur for the Rishir to get Malkot. I don't need that. So what does he do with Mikol Sheyaseh? So the Gemara says Reb Shimon learns Mikol Sheyaseh that if you take a netter to be a Nazir and you start articulate things that are prohibited. You say, I'm a Nazir from haircutting. So he holds you're not a Nazir unless you say, I'm a Nazir from Tiglachat, from Tumat Mei, and from wine. Right. So he learns out from those extra words that did. Okay? All right. Now, let me just do a little bit from the sheet and that'll be it for today. Okay? Everybody with me? All right. Masechet Sota. Now, okay, now, in another 6 weeks. Okay, so I'll talk to you. It's 5 weeks. I think 5 weeks from now. With Lamed Chet and this is Samach Aleph. They're 2 weeks, I think, before Pesach, I think, right? All right, I'll tell you in a second. I have Luach. Wait, 1 second. Let me get Luach.
Thursday,
March 30th is correct. So the CM is Thursday, March 30th. All right, so Michael's not here. Okay. Thursday, March 30th, you'll be in our store also. Okay, and Mayor's going to be gone also. Okay, but hopefully some people will be here. Thursday, March 30th, and then it's just a few days before Pesach, right? 1 second. 1 second. Thursday, March 30th.
March 6th is Pesach.
So, right, so... Yeah, it's 1 week. No, it's 1 week before Pesach. The first day of Yom Tov is on a Thursday.
Yes.
So 1 week before Pesach. Okay. Let's be back in the Gemara. Okay. All right. Let me just do it for a few minutes now, and that'll be it. So he's got a piece of Torah here, which we'll say over. Okay. Rabbi Ba with the name of Rabbi Yochanan derives the pasuk regarding Nazi, but when we're trying to think about Yishtev, he says that Petra was starfleet Yisrael. And then the Gemara on Lamed Zayin limits this principle to a case in which the Isur and the Heter were eaten Bevat Achat. So Heter is Mitzarf Isur, but only if you eat it Bevat Achat simultaneously. However, the two foods are eaten Zeh Harzeh, one after the other, but the food does not combine with the other one. Okay, so again, the Heter Mitzarf Isur. So, okay, so now it says like this. Rashi's of the opinion that as long as the Nazir place the two foods in his mouth simultaneously. Wait, please. People are talking in Zoom land. You gotta mute you. Okay, now. Rashi is of the opinion that as long as the Nazir placed two foods in his mouth simultaneously, the principle of Heter Mitzarf Isur is applicable, even if they were not blended into a single mixture. So that's a machlok between Rashi and the Baalei Tosfot by Heter Mitzarf Isur. According to Rashi, that the two foods are separate, but I eat it but Akkad. Tosfos and the Ramban, however, disagree and maintain the principle of Heter Mitzarf Isur does not apply unless the permitted food is blended and mixed together with forbidden food into a single inseparable entity. However, if a Nazir placed a piece of bread in his mouth while he's eating a half his iced grapes, the bread does not combine with the grapes to form the required punishable shear. Kilis Yaakov, the stipler, explains the source of the dispute is rooted in the fundamental understanding of the principle of Heter Mitzaref L'Isur. Ramban, in explaining the principle of Heter Mitzaref L'Isur, says, a Heter Asmo Nasi Isur. The Heter itself becomes transformed into Isur. The Stipler Gaon explains that logically such a transformation occurs only if the permitted food is dissolved and blended into the forbidden food, but not if the two foods are merely eaten at the same time. So, in other words, that's one way to understand it. On the other hand, Rashi, who learns that they could be separate, but eaten at the same time, is of the opinion that Hetter Mitzaref L'Isur is not based on transforming the permitted food into Isur from a Kezias of Isur. Rather, he's of the opinion that it is not always necessary to eat a complete Kezias of Isur to incur Malkos. The reason there is generally no Malkos culpability for eating less than a Kezias is that eating a small amount is an insignificant Maaseh Echila. In other words, there is no Malkos unless you have a Maaseh Echila. In other words, in order to be high Malkos, I have to do Echila. Achila is only called a Kezias. In other words, let's say I have non-kosher food intravenously, so I don't get Malkot for it. There's no Maaseh Echila. Rashi's opinion that Benazir eats a half Kezias of grapes because we have a Kezias of permitted food. There's no deficiency in his Maaseh Echila. It's engaged in the act of eating an entire Kezias of food. The fact that he ate only half Kezias of Easter does not exempt him from Malkot for Rashi, because even half Kezias is significant. It's a real Harifus with this. So in other words, the first way seems like a more basic way to understand it, that the heter is transformed into isur, and that's the chiddush. The heter is mitzaref isur to make the shear. But Rashi is saying differently. Rashi is saying the heter is the heter, and the isur is the isur, but I need a maaseh achila. I don't have a maaseh achila unless I eat a kesayis. So if I eat it together, I have a maaseh achila, now I'm chayav for it. He says, no, the Rambam does not codify Rabbi Yochanan's principle of heter mitzaref isur. Rather, the Rambam rules that nazir, we use a mixture of grapes, is not subject to Malkot unless the portion that he ate contains a Kezias of grapes, which he consumed within the critical span of the process. Okay, that's going to be it for tonight. I got it. Okay, let me just end the recording. 1 second.